Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the development of a vaccine against malaria. Researchers in Kenya are already testing the vaccine, which could save the lives of millions of people, most of them children.
We saw a very good success of the vaccine resulting in health improvements in these children. They were just not as sick as their counterparts in the community who were not vaccinated.
Malaria control efforts depend mainly on things like chemically treated mosquito nets and sprays designed to kill the disease-carrying insects. But scientists in Kenya say another method, a vaccine, will be available next year. Researchers are already testing the vaccine on volunteers. If tests are successful, the treatment could add an important new weapon in efforts to control and possibly stop the disease. Malaria kills more than 500,000 people a year worldwide. The disease sickens millions more every year. Many of those who die or become sick are children living in African countries south of the Sahara Desert. Kisumu is the third largest city in Kenya. One-third of all patients in and near the city suffer from malaria. Existing malaria control efforts have helped to reduce the number of infections over the past 10 years. But there has never been a vaccine to protect people against the disease. Scientists in Kisumu have created a vaccine that they are now testing on people. They worked with the British drug company GlaxoSmithKline and others to develop the vaccine. Scientists say vaccinating people, especially young children, is necessary if the disease is to be stopped. Dr. Martina Onyeko is a pediatrician, a doctor who cares for babies and children. She helped to carry out a study on the effectiveness of a malaria vaccine in rural western Kenya.
We saw a very good success of the vaccine resulting in health improvements in these children. They were just not as sick as their counterparts in the community who were not vaccinated. The overall vaccine efficacy in the older age group for all the sites was 47%, and in the younger age group it was 27%.
The vaccine stops the malaria parasite from infecting and reproducing in the liver. After a mosquito carrying the malaria parasite bites its victim, infected blood from the liver enters the body and infects other red blood cells. This process causes malaria. Malaria researchers say the vaccine may not stop the spread of malaria by itself. But if it is used in combination with existing interventions, the lives of millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa will be saved. recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. That's VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write, and tell us what radio station you are listening to and the time of the broadcast. We have several hundred 2015 calendars, but when they are gone, they are gone. So write to us today. Our email address once again is learningenglish@voanews.com. Our postal address is VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. These calendars are beautiful and they're free. So write to us today. That's our program for today. It was written from reports by Mohammed Yusuf in Kisumu, Kenya, and Hilary Hewler in Nairobi. Every day on As It Is, we report on issues that we believe are of interest to you. We go in-depth on the latest news events as we report on issues that concern you. We talk with newsmakers, lawmakers, experts, analysts, and VOA reporters around the globe to help you understand our fast-moving and ever-changing world. We want to hear what you want to hear about on As It Is. We want to report on the issues, ideas, and events that interest you in your world as it is and as you want it to be. So tell us what you want to hear on a future show. We read every message you send us. Send us a letter or a postcard. Our postal address is VOA Learning English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You can also email us at learningenglish@voanews.com. And you can go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, and click Contact Us. While you are there, you can read, listen to, and download our programs. You will also find podcasts, caption videos, and lessons to test your English skills. You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, iTunes, Twitter, and on our YouTube channel, all at VOA Learning English. Listen to VOA World News at the beginning of every hour Universal Time, every day of the year. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English headquarters in Washington. For all of the women and men of the Voice of America all around the world, and for all of us here at VOA Learning English, thanks for spending time with us today.